This month, Massachusetts became the first state to teach the risks of cannabis-impaired driving as part of its mandatory driver's ed for new drivers under 18. The program is a partnership between the state's Registry of Motor Vehicles, AAA Northeast, and the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission. It'll be taught to about 50,000 new drivers a year through a 25-minute video called Shifting Gears, The Blunt Truth About Marijuana and Driving. There are some critics who compare it to the DARE program for alcohol and drug education that largely failed in the 80s and 90s. Kids rolled their eyes. But enthusiastic backers include parents and Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commissioner Kimberly Roy, who spearheaded the project. Commissioner, we know there are questions about how officers determine whether someone is driving under the influence of marijuana. But what do we know about accidents caused by young people driving while impaired by cannabis?
Well, adult use marijuana was legalized in 2016. So this generation is the first generation of young drivers to drive since cannabis has become legal. They have been taught about risks associated with alcohol-impaired driving. And we've heard this directly from teenagers, that there was a lack of cannabis-impaired driving curriculum. Recently, the CDC issued a statement that the percentage of teens who drink and drive has decreased by more than 54% since 1991. So that messaging is resonating with young people. And what they see on social media, and we've been told, and we did partner with students from Keefe Technical High School in Framingham, Massachusetts, who did a semester-long project about social norming and cannabis-impaired driving with young people, and the misinformation and disinformation that they see, not only normalizing it, but glamorizing it. So take a step back, and what do we do as a countermeasure to help keep young people safe? What do you do if you ingest cannabis and you are impaired, that active THC?
And THC is the chemical compound in cannabis that's responsible for psychological effects. In fact, we have some sound from the video that goes along with this instruction. Let's listen.
It's THC that impacts our ability to drive. It affects cognition, attention, tracking, reaction time, and coordination, all essential for driving.
So you talk about how marijuana is romanticized. Some of us were coming up and we were forced to watch videos of terrible accidents, you know, which, you know, multiple people were killed. What is it that you want to convey to young people?
So it sounded like some of those videos resonated with you. You remember them. So we're trying to, on a parallel version of that with alcohol-impaired driving curriculum for cannabis, the takeaway is if you feel different, you will drive different. When I got sworn in as a cannabis control commissioner, it was brought to my attention of the lack of cannabis-impaired driving curriculum in the driving schools, not only in Massachusetts, but nationwide. AAA had a curriculum, an initial iteration already built, and we built upon that. Since we announced this curriculum, I've personally been reached out to from the Maine legislature. New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Missouri, and New Jersey have all expressed interest in the Massachusetts model. And sadly, about 6 months ago, there was a tragedy in Oklahoma where six young teenage girls were killed in a motor vehicle accident. And because of the number of the fatalities, the NTSB has taken over the investigation. And as part of their recommendations, I am told, they will be recommending the Massachusetts model of shifting gears, the blunt truth about marijuana and driving on a federal level.
Just to be clear, are they saying that that accident was caused by cannabis? Because, yes, I was affected terribly by scenes of terrible car accidents that were very obviously caused by high alcohol levels in the blood. And so do you have the same correlation with cannabis?
This is an ongoing investigation by the NTSB. It does mention that all six girls tested positive for THC. Mm. Now, whether or not in their recommendations or their final report, it comes out whether they had active or inactive, we will have to wait and see. But what we really want to focus is on active THC. We want them to know that they should never mix marijuana and driving. And if they do decide to smoke cannabis or ingest it in any other form, to please seek safe transportation, whether it's an adult that you know, or if it's ride hailing or sharing. At the end of the day, this is about helping people make safe decisions. This is about public safety, public health, prevention, and education for our young people.
Look, I'm willing to bet that most adults listening right now who have smoked marijuana would very much like their young adult kids to not drive while stoned. But as you know, there are people who are concerned that if you overinflate the message. So here's public health expert Dr. Peter Grinspoon. He's from the Harvard Medical School. He compares the new program you are launching to DARE, which was the 1980s and 90s anti-drug program that was ineffective because it made kids' eyes roll. It was too dramatic. And there's public health analyst Jane Allen who says, teens have to have honesty. When you predict something dire, and it doesn't happen to a great extent, they're not going to take the information in. So has that been hard for you to do when there really aren't as many instances that you can point to?
So let me just say, it's very easy to be a critic and much harder to provide solutions. And while I appreciate both of their viewpoints, this curriculum has been rigorously reviewed by Brown University. So we are so grateful for their seal of approval for the accuracy and evidence base of this curriculum.
What are you hearing from young people and their parents?
Oh, well, first, anecdotal evidence is coming back that the students were so grateful to know the consequences and the risks associated with cannabis impaired driving. I've had many parents just so grateful now that they're children will have this information before they get behind the wheel.
Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commissioner Kimberly Roy on the new Shifting Gears, the Blunt Truth About Marijuana and Driving program. It's going to be rolled out in Massachusetts driving schools this month. We'll link you up at hearnow.org. Commissioner, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.